Let's turn back to 105th Psalm. 105th Psalm. We do appreciate the Lord. Appreciate His goodness and His mercy. Just want to give you just a brief thought this evening for just a moment, and then we'll get out of the way. But we do appreciate the Lord today and His goodness and what He does for us. We bless His holy name. How many of you ever read The Pastor's Corner? Amen. You ever read it? I said, a lot of people, I don't think, get it and look at the calendar and never read the Pastor's Corner. We try to write these every month, and we just appreciate the Lord and what He does. And the Pastor's Corner for this past month, is I titled it A Time of Thanksgiving. And boy, what a blessing it is. And you know, every day ought to be a time of thanksgiving. If we stop every day and just thank God for what He's done for us, we'd have to stop and think about what God's done for us. Amen. And we need to do that every day. We need to stop and think about how good God's done for Benty. Because if you get up out of the bed by yourself, amen, if you're able to breathe without oxygen, amen, if you're able to, you know, talk and communicate to your loved ones, you're having a blessed day. Amen. We take so much for granted in this day and hour that we live, and we ought to. We ought to be able to praise the Lord and give me offer up thanksgiving. And David says this in 105th Psalm, at verse 1. He says this. He says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord and call upon His name." Amen. He says, "Make known His deeds among the people. Sing psalms unto Him. Talk ye of all His wondrous works. Glory ye in His holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face evermore. Remember His marvelous works that He hath done, His wonders and the judgments of His mouth. O ye seed of Abraham, His servant, ye children of Jacob, His chosen. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth." We appreciate the Lord today, appreciate what He does for us, and we thank Him and praise Him from the bottom of our heart. Amen. And the psalmist would say, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord and call upon His name." In the Pastor's Corner this week, I was thinking as I was sitting in my study of what it does in heaven when we begin to offer up thanksgiving and praise to God. Amen. See, I don't believe, Brother Rex, that goes unnoticed in heaven. I believe when we begin to lift up the name of God, I believe it rings the glory bells in heaven. I believe God hears, amen, the praises, and He loves to hear the praises of His people. And as God begins to speak to us, I believe there's a pride and a joy that comes up in the heart of our God as we begin to praise Him. Amen. Hey, just think about whenever you've got children and they begin to do things that just makes the pride come up in you. You remember when they take that first step or when they, the first time they look at you with them little eyes and they say, "Daddy," they say, "Mama." Amen. Glory to God. Amen. It stirs something up. There's a pride. There's a joy that wells up in you, praise God, when your children, amen, begin to do something that's spectacular. And when we begin to praise the Lord and begin to give Him the glory, amen, that He deserves and the praise He deserves, praise God, there's some pride and there's joy that wells up in the heart of God. Yeah. Now we'll say, glory to God, God's got a great big heart. Yeah. You say, how do you know? Because He's got a big enough heart to love me and you. Even though all of our sins, all the things that we do that's negative to God, amen, He still loves us, praise God. So He's got a great big heart. But I would say, praise the Lord, I believe it touches the heart of God when His people begin to praise Him. I believe it touches the heart of God. I think it brings joy to God when we begin to thank Him for all that He's done. Yeah. Amen. Can you just imagine heaven and the host around, praise God, when God begins to get excited? When joy begins to fill the Father's heart? Amen. When pride begins to rise up, glory be to God, it's not an old sinful pride, but praise, it's a pride because of God's people recognizing who He is. And glory be to God, all the angel hosts of heaven, amen, they recognize, realize that God's a getting glory. Amen. But God wants us to give Him glory with our lives. Amen. Praise Him all the day, all the way. Amen. Making mention of how great He is. Amen. Lift Him up. God is great. You know, we have the little thing that we say with the little children when we're trying to get them to pray for food. God is great. God is good. Amen. Boy, we ought to root that in our heart. Praise God. God is great and God is good. Amen. And praise God, when we magnify God and just lift Him up as a great big God, one that loves us and cares for us, praise God, with a godly care. I believe that something happens in heaven, praise the Lord, when we begin to realize how great He is. We begin to give Him credit for all the great things that He's done. Hey, can you think about the great things in your life, the great things that God's done? Amen. You say, preacher, He ain't ever really done nothing for free. Hey, He gives you your breath every day. Amen. But think about that day, praise God, that He saved you from your sin. When you was lost and undone, you was doomed, you was condemned already to hell. Amen. Because of sinfulness that we were born into. But praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ came and He died for your sins according to Scriptures. And on the third day, got up victorious over death and the grave. Praise God. Put to bed that sin that would so easily deceive us and tear us up. But praise God, He took your sin upon Himself, that He became sin for you. How great things He hath done. Can you imagine how it magnifies God when you say, thank you, Lord, for saving an old wretch like me. Amen. Praise God. I tell you, there's something boils over in the heart of God when we begin to recognize the great mighty power and what He's done for us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, it about gets me beside myself when I think about what He's done for me. Amen. Praise God. I know it brings Him joy when He realizes that I let Him come into my life. I let Him have control of that situation, even to the saving of my soul. Just think about this. You've got children, and maybe you got some that's by the wayside. They're going in the wrong direction. And amen. And all of a sudden you figure out a way to get to them. To correct them, to bring them back, to get them to realize that they're messing up, they need to go in a different direction. And they have enough sense to stop and say, you know what? God is right and I'm wrong. And they turn back, or they say, but Daddy's right. Now usually they don't do this till they get up about 22, 23. Because from the time they're 16 to the time they're about 20, 21, they know everything. Amen? I mean, they know everything. You can't tell them nothing. Mom and daddy's just old fogies. They're naive. They don't know nothing. But they're like that old prodigal. When they get to about 23 or 24, all of a sudden it's like they come themselves. And they say, you know what? You know, that mom and daddy, they wasn't as dumb and foggish as I thought they was. Amen? And they come back and then they start listening to you just a little bit. Amen? They don't heed all your advice. You know, if they just realize that you've been there and done that, and the reason you tell them things is for their own good. Amen? But when they finally come to themselves and realize, praise God, and they say, you know what? You're right. And you see them, or even if you don't do it, you see them start turning and kind of going in a different direction. I mean, it just blesses your heart. It bubbles up to see them, praise God, that they're getting that help, amen, that they can praise and give God for. Amen. And when that happens, there's glory goes off in heaven. I mean, the angel rejoice in heaven, praise God, when an old sinner, praise God, comes to himself, amen, and begins to go in the right direction. Amen. When folks begin to get help. So we see that it brings joy in heaven. Amen. But he also says here, he says, call upon His name. How do we get the changing directions in our life when we start calling upon the name of the Lord? Amen. When we start calling upon Him, amen, all the time. Not just because we can, but because we want to. Amen. In every place, in every situation, we just start calling upon the Lord. Amen. And the Lord begins, hey, He's always a listening. And then He begins to hear us and He begins to help us. Amen. And when He begins to do that, and he begins to realize how much we love Him. Amen. Then we begin to praise Him. He said, make known His deeds among the people. When we begin to realize all the help that God's got for us, all the things that God's done for us, all the things that God's going to do for us, and praise God, we just begin to praise Him for it. And we start, hey, praise God, you get to can't help it. And you get to going out, and as you see people in the world, amen, you talk to them for just a minute, and then you say, you know what? He said, you know, it was God done that. Amen. It was God made that difference. It's God put me here. It's God give me this. It's God that's allowed me to do that. Amen. And we start giving Him all the praise and all the glory for all the things that He's done. Amen. You know what that does? That does two things. Number one, that begins to give God, put the glory where it's due. Put the praise where it's due. And number two, it begins to take our emphasis off of ourselves. Amen. It begins to take emphasis off ourselves and put it on somebody else. On the Lord where it belongs. Say, praise God, everything that's took place, everything that's happened, it's because of the Lord. The Lord has done it. Amen. I tell everybody all the time, I don't have nothing that the Lord didn't give me. Amen. Everything that I have, everything that I am, praise God, is because of Him. And without Him, I'd have nothing. Without Him, I'd be nothing. But praise God for all that He give me. Praise God for all that He's allowed me to be. Amen. And praise God, I'm glad that He's not finished yet. Still a work in progress. So when we begin to praise Him, begin to see, and begin to give Him glory and uplift His name, we begin to tell people around us all that the great works that the Lord has done. Amen. The prayer bearers in heaven. Amen. We begin to praise Him for the Lord Jesus Christ that died for our sins according to the Scriptures. Say, praise God, I'm glad Jesus gave, that God gave Jesus the best He had for an old sinner like me. Made a difference. Amen. Continues to make that difference. Amen. How we call upon Him and He looks down on us and He looks down to help us. Amen. Hey, He listens, praise God, just to see what we need, that He like He don't already know. See, God knows exactly what we need. Sometimes I think He's just waiting on us just to ask Him. Amen. So that He can reach down, praise God, with that mighty hand and say, okay, I'm going to take care of that for you. Just so we can know it, amen, so that we can give Him the praise. Amen. Praise the Lord. A time of thanksgiving, I think that's now. Amen. Time of thanksgiving is now when we ought to lift up the Lord, praising Him, magnifying Him, knowing that He listens to us and He cares about us. Amen. So sing unto Him songs, sing songs unto Him. Talk ye of all His wondrous works. Amen. We ought to, hey, praise God. I thank God for these good songs of Zion that we sing where it magnifies God and lifts Him up. And it's not speaking about us. These songs are all about Him. Our praise is all about Him. The glory that we give, amen, it's all about Him. It's about what the Lord hath done. Amen. Praise God. The thanksgiving we have. It's time to be thankful, amen. Time to lift up the Lord. Time to proclaim His deeds among the people. Time to sing songs, amen. These praises that God has to glorify His name, to speak of His wondrous, wondrous works that He does every day of our life. Amen. Lifting us up above all these things, the marvelous, wonderful things that He's done for each and every one of us. Amen. You can begin to see how that touches the heart of God. Amen. And when you get to touching the heart of God, amen, praise God, things begin to happen. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's why when we get here, I mean, we come in with an earnest heart and we get to singing praises to Him. We get to giving Him the glory. We get to lining up and following up with Him. Amen. For His glory. God begins to just pour out on purpose. He comes through this place. He sweeps through like a mighty rushing wind. Amen. And touches our hearts. Amen. And when He does that, we go out of here a changed people. We go out of here different from what we came in. Amen. We go out with a different heart, a different desire. We go out with a different attitude. We go out with an attitude of praise. Amen. Amen. And we see God as He's receiving this unto Himself. You see, that's why God created us, that we might give Him glory, that we might sing the praise of God all the days of our lives. That commitment that we make to Him. Praise God. He said, glory ye in His holy name. Because He is God. He said, let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. You know why most people aren't rejoicing today? Because most people's not seeking the Lord. The Bible says, seek Him while He may be found. But I don't think, hey, there's not a whole lot of folks that's truly seeking the Lord in their daily lives. We're going about our own thing, doing our own thing, trying to be productive in our own way. And we're forgetting about that source of help that God has for us. Amen. But when we begin to realize the source, praise God, God begins to bless us from the source. And I want to say God has an abundant source of blessings. Amen. And when we begin to seek Him, I mean, and seek them that rejoice in the Lord, and we seek Him with their faith. Then we seek the Lord, and we get His strength. Amen? God begins to pour out His strength, and we begin to see Him, praise God, and we see His face, the Bible says, forevermore. Amen? We see Him, praise God, and we get the focus on Him, we get to realize it, and we can't take our eyes off of Him. He's just so magnificent. We see so many marvelous things that He's doing. Praise God, we begin to realize it's a time for thanksgiving. Because praise God, we see what God is doing. What God wants, we see God's plan for the future. Amen. God's plan is a future plan. I mean, you have a great future ahead of you in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We've got a great future in the Lord. And when we begin to thank Him and praise Him, praise God, God begins to bless us on purpose. So we see here, as the psalmist said, remember His marvelous works that He hath done. He said, don't forget. We got to remember, never forget to remember God. I believe a lot of times in our daily life, we forget to remember God. Amen. But praise God, when we remember Him every day on purpose, that's when it begins to make a difference. Amen. To remember His marvelous work that He hath done, His wonders and His judgments of His mouth. Everything that God tells us. Amen. And what He tells us is for our benefit. Amen. It's to help us, to grow us, to get us closer and make us more into a likeness of Himself. Praise the Lord. And God does that. Why? Because so that He can receive the praise. So that God can get the glory. Just like He did for Abraham as His servant and all the children of Jacob, the children of Israel. Praise God, and even to the Gentiles, me and you. God has offered us up a time, praise God, and the time now that we have is a time of thanksgiving. A time of praising God and thanking Him for all that He's done. We look around and see the world, and let me say this, and I'm going to hush. We look around and we see the world, and it's just in total chaos. We realize that. We think worse. It's going to wax worse and worse. ISIS soon is coming to a city near you. I mean, it's just a matter of time. The demons of hell are raging all around us. But praise God, we just need to keep our eyes on the prize, keep our eyes on the Lord. Amen. Just lifting up praises unto Him, thanking Him and praising Him for all His goodness and His mercy. I praise God, it's new every day. Amen. For me and you. And just keep praising Him and thanking Him. I praise God for all the good things that He's done for each and every one of us. And every one of us have room for praise. Every one of us have place in our hearts to be thankful to God. Because, hey, listen, if we'll think about it, He's made a difference in every one of our lives. If it hadn't have been for God, ain't no telling where we'd be. If it wasn't for the Lord Jesus Christ, most of us probably wouldn't even be here today. No telling where we'd be. Some of us would probably be in prison. Some of us would probably be down in some old harlot's house or down there at the beer joint. But praise God, because God is God. Amen. Because He loved us and He cared for us, praise God. He brought us up out of that mess and He established our feet upon a solid rock, the Lord Jesus Christ. And He's there to watch us and to show us in our goings, praise God, the way to go for the glory of God so that we might praise Him and give Him. And if there's ever been a time to be thankful to God, it's the day in which we live. Thank You, Lord, for where You brought me from. Thank You for where You're taking me to.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. God's got a plan for me. He's got a plan for you. And His plan is to take us to a higher plateau than we've ever been before. A higher place of praise, a higher place of thanksgiving. Amen. When we realize who He is and what He wants to do in the hearts and the minds of His people. Amen. To help us along this journey. And when it feels like you can't go on, not one step more, praise God. It's when He reaches down and He scoops you up. And He'll carry you for just a little while. Amen. Carry you over on the side of those that's troublesome times. Praise God. And set you down, praise God, in a safe place. Where's that at? That's in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That safe place is always in the Lord Jesus Christ. If we could just remember that, praise God, that would be all. It'd be a time of giving thanksgiving. It'd be a time of thanksgiving to the Lord. Just realize that safe place is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Putting our faith and our trust in Him. Because He's the one that's already overcame it all. The Bible says that we will overcome overcome through Him that has overcame. Amen. That we'll overcome through the Lord Jesus Christ. So praise God. We ought to just go ahead and just give Him thanksgiving. Just give Him praise all the days of our life for all the great and wonderful things that He's done. Because He's been God. They've said, oh my soul, praise God. That's what I say. Oh my soul, Lord, just help me to praise the Lord and give thanks unto Him. Amen. Because He's worthy of all of our praise. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the people. Praise the Lord. What are you saying when we just begin to brag on Him? Amen. Take the focus off you, the emphasis off of you, and just say, boy, what good things the Lord has done. Amen. Praise the Lord. Got me up this morning, cleaned me up, set me down, and praise God, put me in a vehicle, hauled me down to the house of God. Glory to His name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us worship and praise God. Let us hear some good singing. Amen. Let us eat some good food. Amen. Just keep on. Praise the Lord. And we just keep on keeping on just praising the Lord, thanking Him for all that He's done. Amen. Ain't it about time for thanksgiving? Amen. Ain't it about time to offer up thanksgiving and praise to God? Amen. Every day. Let's just not make this a one-time thing, a once-a-year thing. But let's be thankful, God. Let's offer up thanksgivings every day. A praise upon our lip to a holy and a righteous God for all the good things, the wonderful works that He hath done. Amen. Just remembering that He's not finished yet. Praise God. He's still at work in the hearts and the minds of His people.